Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to review a story called The Day It All Ended by Charlie Jane Anders. The story first appeared in the 2014 anthology Hieroglyph, edited by Ed Finn. Now this is the second time I've dipped into this anthology for this podcast. The first story was in episode 11 when I reviewed Cory Doctorow's The Man Who Sold the Moon. So that should give you an impression of how much I enjoy this collection of stories. Now, because of the way this story is structured, this is a spoilerific episode, so if you've not read the story and you want to, check it out in the Hieroglyph anthology. This story is about an executive who works for a consumer products company. These products are essentially quite convoluted, quite expensive, they have built-in redundancy, and they're just bad for the world. Our protagonist has a crisis of confidence in the company that he works for, and in a kind of Freudian slip, he ends up driving on his commute to the offices of a non-profit tech company that he used to work for called Economic. While there, we get a background of the world. He has this piece of technology called a Robobop, which seems to be ubiquitous. And from what I can gather, is something like a smartphone, a GPS, that kind of thing. It seems to have all these apps and gadgets attached to it. It seems to be able to interact with other pieces of electronic equipment around it. There's a lot going on in the background of this piece of equipment, and there's a lot going on in the background of this piece of tech that seems very few people understand. While he's at Economic, he looks at a board detailing all of the ecological disasters that are going on. It seems to be floods, droughts, superstorms, all these different things going on. The Gulf Stream seems to be damaged and stuttering. And the people who work at Economic believe that the end is nigh, that we've gone too far, that there's no going back now. So it cuts back to the president of the corporation's office, and Bruce is talking to the president, and the president laughs and says, "You're a bit late. I thought you'd have your crisis of confidence a few months ago." And he then shows Bruce that he was actually employed to be what he called the canary in the mine. And so this is why it's difficult to talk about this story without spoiling it, because the main thing that comes out is the fact that you're led down this path, that everything's going wrong. The story's called The Day It All Ended. You've had all this foreshadowing of environmental disaster. It's a fake out. It's a swerve. The reader's led in one direction, and then it goes in another. And it's this ending that's really interesting. Because all of this convoluted technology, all of these adaptations that this company does, they actually have a dual purpose. And so Bruce is taken up to see the other executives, and is still unsure about what's going on until he is asked to press a button that will change everything, that will change the world. And so this company's products suddenly transform and they turn into things like solar panels. The Robobops do things like monitor your carbon footprint. There are things on buildings that reduce carbon emissions, that turn CO2 and water into methane. Devices that are attached to cars essentially force drivers into sharing and carpooling if they're doing the same journey at a similar time. So this story is about change, about the big sweeping change that's needed in the world in order to make it a better place for future generations. There's a bit of satire running through this because it's saying basically that consumers aren't going to be convinced by these objects unless they're complicated, unless they're useless, unless it's basically a status symbol to have these objects. And in the afterword as well, the author talks about the input on this. So for the hard science fiction fans out there, this story is, you know, straight down the line. All the science is there, or at least believed to be possible in the not too distant future. But it's the expense that's the barrier. So yeah, have you read this story? Let me know what you think. I think it raises a lot of issues, a lot of debates, and I think it is excellent social commentary. I'm on Twitter, it's at JL Cronshaw. You can follow the show on Short SF Review. I'm on Facebook, you can friend me on there. It's John Cronshaw, that's John without an H. I'm also on Goodreads, so you can see what big books I'm reading. I'm posting these podcasts, as well as some of my own short fiction, onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com, and you can subscribe to this show on iTunes. So if you haven't already, go and do that. And if you enjoy it, please leave a review. That'd be great. If you've got any suggestions for the show, if you've got any feedback, please email me. It's johncronshawauthor@gmail.com. So until next time, cheerio.